当我们听到卖国贼这三个字的时候，
When we heard the word the traitor,
我们是非常的反感。
We have a very negative attitude.
因为这些人出卖了我们的国家。
Because those people who betrayed our country.
或出卖了我们的主义。
Or they have betrayed our theory.
或者出卖了我们对他的信任。
Or betrayed our trust.
当一个卖国贼被抓到的时候，
When the traitor was caught.
他已经受到很严重的刑罚。
So he will suffer serious punishment.
在罗马的时候，
In the times of the Romans,
平常罗马公民是不需要被钉在十字架，如果他是死刑的话。
Usually, if a Roman citizen is punished to death, but he will not be crucified.
但是如果他犯了卖国罪，
But if his sin was a traitor,
他就不会被砍头而已。
He would not just have his head cut off.
他会被钉在十字架，对他的惩罚。
He will be crucified for the punishment.
在历史上有好几位很出名的卖国者。
There are many famous traitors in the history.
在西方的历史当中，
In the Western history,
有一位是跟我们圣经记载有关的。
There was one related that was recorded in the Bible.
主前四百八十年。
It's 480 before Christ.
波斯王叫做亚哈随卢。
There was a Persian king by the name Ahasuerus.
那么他的这个希腊文的名字叫做薛西。
His Greek name is Xerxes.
他是以斯帖的丈夫。
He is the husband of Esther.
他带领波斯大军有差不多200万以上。
So he led about 2 million.Persian troops.
要去征服希腊。
They want to conquer Greek.
他们在希腊的东北边登陆。
They landed on the northwest corner of Greece.
然后就沿着爱琴海一直下来。
So they followed through the Aegean Sea.
走到希腊的东边有一个山道。
So they went to a mountain pass on the eastern part of Greece.
叫做 Thermopylae 在你们的节目单上面。
So that was printed on there. It's called the effectively.
这个山道只有五十尺宽。
So this mountain pass about 50 feet wide.
我看可能就从我们的餐桌到后门而已。
Maybe just from the table to the end.
一边是高的山。
One side is a mountain.
一边是悬海，一直跌到的爱琴海。
So the other one is the sea, all the way down to the Aegean Sea.
这是个易守难攻的战略要地。
So this is a very easy to protect, but hard to attack.
当时希腊联军的统帅。
At that time, the leader, the general of the Greek army.
他叫做是斯巴达的国王，叫做 Leonidas.
So he's king. He is the king of Spartan.
他带领了6000的联军。
He had about 6,000.Army.
在那边守住这个山道。
They were trying to protect this mountain pass.
波斯兵丁啊，一批一批的要冲过去。
So the Persian soldiers tried to conquer it.
但是因为山道窄小。
But because the pass is very narrow.
人多没有用。
Doesn't matter how many people you have.
2天的时间，他们死伤很多人，还是没有办法攻过去。
They lost many people in 2 days. They couldn't conquer it.
波斯王派出他最精锐的军队。
So the Persians sent the best army.
英文叫做 immortal, 不死者哈。
So those are the name of the soldiers.
这个名字蛮有意思的。
It's a very interesting name.
大概不死者是说他只让别人死，自己不会被杀死。
So those soldiers will only kill other people, they will not be killed.
他们还是没有办法过去。
Still they couldn't pass.
可惜到了第三天。
It's pitiful on the third day.
有一个当地的希腊居民。
There was one of the local Greeks.
他的名字也在节目单上面。
His name is also printed on the program.
叫做 Ephialtes 这个人。
So Ephialtes.
他知道有一条小道。
He knew there was a small passage.
可以绕过这个山口。
So bypass this mountain pass.
他就去告诉亚哈随鲁王。
So he went to talk to Ahasuerus.
出卖了自己的国家。
So he.Betrayed his own country.
当这个 Leonidas 国王
When the king by the name Neoladus
他知道这个消息以后
He heard about the news.
他知道他没有希望了
He knew that he lost his hope.
因为他被前后夹攻了。
He couldn't be attacked both from back and
front. 所以他赶快把他的6000个联军赶快很多送回家里。
So he retreated and sent all his soldiers home.
他只留下300个斯巴达的士兵。
So he only kept the 300 Spartans.
跟1500个其他的联军,
and the other members of about 1500,
他们继续守住这个关口,
they tried to continue to keep.
他希望他们那个继续守住延迟波斯王的进来,
just hope by delaying the Persian king's entry.
这样让这个雅典城跟其他希腊的城市有足够的时间可以准备,
so that the other cities like Athens can prepare themselves.
当波斯联兵前后夹攻的时候,
after he being attacked from both sides by the Persian army,
Leonidas 跟这300个斯巴达人就全部战死在那里。
So the king Leonidas and all the Spartan soldiers died.
最近一个影片叫300个斯巴达的士兵就是演出这个故事。
There's recently there's a movie by the title of 300. Is the name of the story.
今天我们也提到这个著名的战役 Thermopylae的时候,
whenever we heard about the name Thermopylae,
我们就会想到这个 Leonidas的英勇,
so we think about the courageousness of Leonidas.
也想到这个 Ephialtes的无耻,
we can also the shamelessness of the Ephialtes.
今天我们最近庆祝美国国庆,
we just finished celebrating the American national holiday.
美国独立战争时候也有一个出名的卖国者。
There was also a famous trader during the Civil War in the United States.
他是独立战争时候一个美国将领，叫做Benedict Arnold.
That's his name, Benedict Arnold.
但独立战争刚开始的时候,
at the beginning of the Civil War, the Independence War,
Arnold非常的英勇。
So Arnold was very courageous.
他对革命非常的热情。
He was enthusiastic regarding the revolution.
并且富有领导力。
He has a great leadership.
他带领士兵打仗。
He led all the soldiers.
好几次他受了伤。
Many times he was hurt.
但是他英勇领导。
But he continued to lead those people.
仍然战胜。
They were overcome.
他后来被升为准将。
So he was promoted to a brigadier.
但是一段时间他不能再升迁,
but he limits his promotion.
后来经过美国国父华盛顿将军的极力推荐,
he was strongly recommended by General Washington.
他才被勉强升为少将,
so then he was continued to be promoted.
那么在这个过程当中, 他心里很不痛快,
but during this process he was unhappy.
他认为他几次战役的功劳没有得到承认。
He felt he was not recognized for all these achievements he had.
通常看到一些比他差的将领升迁的比他快。
When he saw some other people who were less than him but promoted faster,
他心中越想越气。
So he was very angry.
他认为这个新的国家对他不感恩也不正义。
So he thought he was not emphasized or was not thanked for his work by the new country.
他认为还是回到英国那边比较好。
He thought he should go back to England.
So
he began to correspond with an Englishman.
华盛顿将军不晓得他有这种倾向,
but General Washington didn't know about his tendency.
还派他委任他做西点城堡的守卫司令。
So he commanded him to be the leader of the West Point.
这是一个很重要的职位。
This is a very important position.
西点是离纽约市大概60-70个英里的地方。
So West Point is about 60 some miles from New York City.
谁得到西点?
Who can occupy West Point?
就可以南下攻取纽约市。
So they can conquer New York City.
跟东部其他重要的城市。
Or the other important cities in the eastern part.
有一天阿诺写一封信给一个英国的上校。
So one day Arnold wrote a letter to an English colonel.
Major. 他的名字叫 John Hendrick.
The name is John Hendrick.
他已经跟他通信通了很久了。
They've been corresponding for quite a while.
这一次他说他打算把西点出卖。
Now this time he wanted to betray West Point.
要价2万英镑。
He asked for £20,000.
今天的价钱差不多是$300,000。
For today's, it's about $3 million.
Andrew 拿着这封信。
So Andrew holds this letter.
摆在他传统的这个皮鞋当中。
To put between his boots.
赶快赶回英国的阵线。
So run all back to England.
哪里在路上被美国士兵抓到。
But he was captured by the American soldiers.
当他们查到这封信的时候。
So they found this letter.
阿诺阴谋的诡计也被呈现。
So the weakness of Arnold was exposed.
所以阿诺赶快脱逃。
So Arnold started to run away.
他后来加入英国。
So he went to England.
英国派他带兵攻打美国的几个州。
So the English sent him to attack American.
美国独立战争以后。
After the Independent War.
他回到英国。
He went back to England.
他搬到伦敦。
He moved to London.
他是也得到他的$20,000。
He did receive his £20,000.
但是很不受英国人的欢迎。
But he was not welcomed by the English.
过去做过西点军校的校长。
In the past, it was the president of the Army Academy of West Point.
叫做 David Palmer.
The name is David Palmer.
他说过这么一句话。
He has said this.
他说没有一个人喜欢一个卖国者。
It's nobody likes a traitor.
就是这个是你的卖国者，你也不喜欢他。
Even if he is your own traitor.
幸好 Bernard 和 Arnold 的诡计没有兑现。
It's fortunate that Arnold's wicked plan was not fulfilled.
不然美国独立战争我们不晓得会怎么样。
Otherwise, we would not know what happened to the independence.
在我们看到有两个女孩子。
There were two young ladies.
女士啊，也是卖国者。
They are also traitors.
是在第二次世界大战的时候。
During the Second War.
这两个都从事这种心理战争。
So those two participated in the psychological warfare.
想要腐化联军士兵的这个志气。
They wanted to decay the soldiers' morale.
一个叫做东京玫瑰。
So one is called Tokyo Rose.
他是出生在洛杉矶，日本人的后代。
He was a Japanese born in Los Angeles.
如果拿我们今天的英文来讲，他应该叫做 ABJ.
Because he would be American born Japanese.
Okay,
ABJ.
我们当中很多 ABC 哈，这个
ABC 是哪
位？这位是 ABJ.
So she would be ABJ.
他后来在 UCLA 毕业。
He graduated from University of Los Angeles.
然后就有一天坐船到了日本。
So.He went to Japan by boat.
他喜欢那边的语言跟那个风俗。
He liked the culture and the language.
当第二次大战开始的时候。
After the war broke out.
东京电台。
In the Tokyo Radio.
请他去广播一个节目。
They invited her to have broadcast program.
他就担任了。
He accepted.
这个节目美国士兵很喜欢听。
American soldiers like this program very well.
常常放一些他们熟悉的音乐。
So they broadcast the music familiar to them.
但是东京玫瑰也用这个节目。
But Tokyo Rose used the program.
来对美国士兵跟海员讲话。
So they would talk to the soldiers of the American soldiers.
告诉他们说你们这个苦难跟牺牲太大了。
They tell them your suffering, your sacrifice are too great.
你们是白牺牲了，没有希望了。
They are sacrificing for nothing.
要引起他们对战争的失望、跟不满、跟惧怕。
The cause raised the fear and discouraged them and make them unsatisfied.
希望这些听到广播的人会失去战斗的心情。
So they hope the ones who heard the program will lose their spirit for fighting.
甚至赶快做逃兵算。
Even they may run away.
在欧洲那边有一个。轴心国的 Sally
在 in the English in the England there's another person called the Sally.
Okay, X Sally. Okay.
It's printed here. It's called the X Sally.
他是生在梅因州的美国人。
He is American.
他要想成为女明星。
She would like to be an actress.
没有成功。
But it was unsuccessful.
1935年他去了德国柏林。
So he went to Berlin in 1935.
后来在柏林电台做广播员。
And became a broadcaster in the Berlin radio.
第二次大世界大战开始。
Then the Second World War broke.
他开始对美国联军讲话。
He started to talk to the American soldiers.
他经常攻击罗斯福总统。
He often attacked President Roosevelt.
以及犹太人的政策。
And also the policies regarding the Jews.
然后他还经常推测地说。
He often estimated.
说听众们啊。
He says, listeners.
你的太太或爱人啊。
Your lovers or your wives.
现在美国啊。
They are now in America.
可能对你不忠了。
They may not be loyal to you.
然后他列出一些很可能的理由啊。
He gives some possible reasons.
他想用这个广播引起美国士兵的着急跟不安。
So he wants to make those soldiers unhappy or uneasy.
让他们不能专心打仗。
So they couldn't concentrate on the war.
这两位女士战争完了以后。
So after the war, these two women.
都被抓起来。
They were both caught.
然后被关在监牢里面。
There were jails.
回到我们自己中国的历史。
Go back to Chinese history.
我相信历史上有许多的卖国贼。
I'm sure there are many traitors too.
我想到一位。
I thought about one.
明末清初的吴三桂。
So his name is Wu San Gui at the end of the Ming Dynasty.
记得吧，他是上海关的守卫司令。
Remember, he was the commander in 上海关。
他把守上海关，是要不让清兵进来。
So his job is preventing the Manchurians to come in.
但他出卖了明朝。
But he betrayed the Ming Dynasty.
引兵入关。
So he led those soldiers from Manchuria.
还帮助他们打明朝。
And it helped them to attack the Ming Dynasty.
他后来虽然被封为镇南王，
although he was named one of the leaders generals,
他还是逃不过清朝的掌握。
But he was controlled by the Qing Dynasty.
圣经里面有一位蛮出名的出卖者。
There is one very famous trader in the Bible.
他的名字叫做亚多西佛。
So his name is Ahithophel.
他是大卫王最亲信的顾问。
He's one of the most trusted advisors for King David.
那我们今天的话，他可能是担任那个什么 National Security Advisor, 国家安全政策主持。
So it's National Security Advisor.
当大卫的儿子亚撒龙。
We know that the son of David.
叛变的时候。
When he revolted.
亚多西佛投奔过去。
So he went over to Absalom.
这个悲惨的故事记载在撒母耳记下15-17.
So this was recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 15 and 17.
亚撒龙的叛变太突然了。
So the revolt of Absalom was very sudden.
大卫措手不及啊。
David was unprepared.
所以他的勇士只好赶快逃开这个耶路撒冷城。
So started running away from Jerusalem quickly.
亚多西佛却留下来。
So he remained behind.
当大卫得知亚多西佛留在耶路撒冷城的时候，
After David found out he stayed at Jerusalem.
大卫极其挂虑啊。
So David was worried.
因为亚多西佛是给聪明智慧计谋的人。
Because he was a person who was very wise to give many plans.
所以大卫祷告。
So David prayed.
我们看看大卫怎么祷告。
How did David pray?
我们看撒母耳记下。
Let's go to 2 Samuel.
15.
Chapter 15.
31节。
Verse
31. 撒母耳记下15:31。
2 Samuel 15:31.
有人告诉大卫说，亚西多佛也在叛党之中，随从亚撒龙。大卫祷告说：“耶和华，求你使亚西多佛的计谋变为愚拙。”那么大卫的祷告神听了。
So David's prayer is very smart.
只是神没有让亚多西佛。不解聪明的计谋。
To ask God not to have Ahithophel to give smart plans.
亚西多佛仍然继续给亚撒龙聪明的计谋。
But he continued to provide wise advices for Absalom. But God made his advice not to be accepted. So the story ended.
这么说,
he said this.
我们看撒母耳记下17章,
let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 17.
23节,
verse 23.
撒母耳记下17章23节,
2 Samuel chapter 17, 23.
亚西多佛见不依从他的计谋，就背上路，归回本城，到了家，留下遗言，便吊死了，站在他父亲的坟墓里面。他不是没有给聪明的计谋。He's
not didn't give any wise advices.
只是神让亚沙龙不接纳他的计谋。
But God made Absalom not to accept his.
另外一位更出名的背叛者就是犹大。
The other famous traitor is Judas.
他是在圣经跟人类历史当中，你可以说大名鼎鼎的出卖者。
You can say he is the most famous in human history as a traitor.
当耶稣再次传道的时候，
When Jesus was preaching,
他是12位最亲近耶稣的人。
He is one of the 12 people the closest to Jesus.
你想这个好不好？
Do you think that's a good place?
这是莫大的, 特权,
it's a great privilege.
环境这么的好,
he has such a good environment.
但他却出卖耶稣,
but he betrayed Jesus.
为了三四两的银子,
for 30 shekels.
并且他用亲嘴的方法把耶稣出卖,
he also tried to kiss Jesus by betraying him.
这个故事告诉你有一件事情。
So this tells you and I one thing.
就是在最好的环境之下,
even in the best circumstances,
人的心还是会常常跌到邪恶的深处,
but our hearts often fell deep into evil.
今天我们要从几方面来看,
we're going to look at this from several aspects.
因为时间的缘故，我们今天只看第一点,
but because of time restraints, we only study the first point.
就是耶稣预料这个背叛。
Jesus anticipated this treachery.
这个是在18节到20节。
This was in verses 18 and 20.
18、19节我来念。
The pastor will read.
我这话不是指着你们众人说的, 我知道我所拣选的是谁, 现在要应验经上的话说, 同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。 如今事情还没有成就，我要先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候，就可以信我是基督。耶稣要这11个门徒肯定一件事情。Jesus
want those 11 disciples to be confirmed one thing.
就是犹大出卖他。
That is Judas going to betray him.
他一点都不奇怪。
But he's not surprised.
他完全在他预料之中。
This is in his plan.
因为这时候这11个门徒可能心里面会想,
because at this time the 11 disciples may think,
耶稣啊，你为什么选犹大呢？
So Jesus, why did you choose Judas?
或者耶稣啊，你对犹大的品格是怎么会有这么大的误差呢？
How come you misjudged his character?
所以耶稣这个事情之前已经对彼得讲过一句话。
Jesus before this already told Peter.
在刚才我们背诵的圣经节第十节,
that was the verse we just tried to memorize.
Okay, 我们再看一下第十节十一节。
Let's go back to that verse.
耶稣说, 凡洗过澡的人, 只要把脚一洗, 全身就干净了。 你们是干净的, 然而不都是干净的。 耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁, 所以说, 你们不都是干净的。 那么到了18节, 耶稣在这边再次的解释。
At verse 18, once again, Jesus explained,
你们这11位是干净,
you, the 11, are clean,
因为我拣选了你们。
Because I chose you.
耶稣要告诉这11个门徒,
Jesus wants to tell this 11 disciples,
犹大出卖耶稣的事情,
The fact that Judas is going to betray Jesus,
他不是措手不及的,
it's not he was unprepared.
反而犹大出卖耶稣,
Actually, when he betrayed Jesus,
正是要应验圣经上的话,
this is to fulfill the word of the Bible.
你可以这么说,
you can say this.
耶稣故意地拣选犹大,
Jesus purposefully chose Judas.
让圣经的话语得到应验,
so that the words of the Bible can be fulfilled.
他引用哪一个圣经?
Which verse did he use?
他用诗篇41篇第9节,
he uses Psalm 41 verse 9.
我们来看一下, 41篇第9节,
Psalm 41 verse 9.
这篇说, 连我知己的朋友, 我所依靠, 吃过我饭的, 也用脚踢我。 我把其他两个翻译本,中文翻译本念给大家听, huh?
I shall read the other two in the Chinese translation.
一个是新译本,
this is new version.
他这么说, huh? 连我信任的密友, 就是那吃我饭的, 也用脚踢我。 另外一个是中文现代译本,
this is the other version of translation.
他这么说,
it said this.
甚至我最推心自负的知己朋友, 吃过我的饭的人, 也用脚踢我。 用脚踢我, 这四个字。
So the word says, lift his heel against me.
英文, 偏偏这个英文, 已经把希伯来文原来意思翻出来的。
So it's already translated the original meaning of the Hebrew word.
希伯来文的意思说, 把你的脚跟啊, 高举对着我,
so lift up your heel against me.
这好像一只马一样,
it's like a horse.
他脚跟已经提出来了,
so it lift up the heel.
他准备要踢人了,
ready to kick.
准备要伤害人了,
ready to harm.
41篇第9节, 本来是指着亚西多佛讲的。
And verse 41 verse 9 was originally pointing to Ahithophel.
但是耶稣把它引用到犹大的身上。
But Jesus used this implied on Judah.
亚西多佛出卖了大卫。
So Ahithophel betrayed David.
现在犹大出卖大卫的子孙耶稣。
Now Judah betrayed David's offspring Jesus.
亚西多佛吃过犹大的饭，吃过大卫的饭。
We know that Ahithophel ate bread with David.
犹大却跟耶稣一起吃饭这么久。
Judah also ate with Jesus for so long.
亚西多佛后来出去吊死了。
So Ahithophel who hung himself.
犹大后来自己吊死了。
Judah also hung himself later.
一位出名的圣经学者叫做 William Barclay.
William Barclay, who is a famous theologian.
他只说犹大的出卖耶稣,
he talked about Judas' betrayal of Jesus.
是个非常恶毒跟残酷的事情。
It's a very, very cruel and evil act.
不是一件小事情。
It's not a simple matter.
从当时的习惯, 风俗习惯来讲, 这是非常可怕的。
In those days, the custom is a very terrible thing to do.
巴克莱这么说,
Barclay said this,
说在东方和一个人吃饭, 是一个友谊的记号以及一个忠诚的动作。
In the East, to eat bread with a person was a sign of a friendship and an act of loyalty.
撒母耳记下第9章第7节跟13节。
In 2 Samuel chapter 9 verses 7 and 13,
告诉我们大卫怎么样的恩待米非波设。
It says David granted how he treated Mephibosheth.
让他和大卫同席吃饭,
so that he could eat bread with David.
但大卫其实可以因为他是扫罗的后代, 把他去除掉。
Actually, David could kill him because he is the offspring of Saul.
一个人在某一个人的席上吃饭,
someone who ate bread with another person.
又背叛这位他曾经发誓过, 是他朋友的人。
He also betrayed the person who he once swore was his friend.
这个行动是最令人受不了。
This was a bitter things.
对朋友的不忠贞这件事。
This disloyalty of a friend.
对诗篇的诗人来讲。
For the psalmist.
是所有伤害人的过程当中最令人痛苦跟生气的事。
It's the source of all things.
也许有人说可怜犹大。
Maybe some people feel sorry for Judas.
或为他打抱不平。
Complain for him.
所以犹大是不得已的。
They say that Judas didn't have a choice.
他不得已不做这件事情。
If he does, he has to do this.
我们需要知道两个事实。
We need to know two facts.
第一个事实。
The first fact.
在犹大诞生之前。
Before he was born.
他那种口是心非、假冒为善的性格。
The character, that he is a character being as somebody who would not speak truth. Okay.
神已经知道。
God already knows.
神就把他的品格用在他救恩的计划当中。
So God used his character in God's own plan.
第二个事实我们要知道。
So the second fact.
犹大不是一个机器人。
Judah is not a robot.
不是因为他头脑里面那个电脑给神 program 过
doesn't mean his brain was programmed by God
所以他只好做出他所 不愿意做的事情
so he has to do what he doesn't want to do
犹大有自由
Judah has the freedom
他可以选择
he can choose
因为他选择他所做
because he chose what he did
所以他要为他所做的负责
So he has to be responsible for what he did.
在犹大成为门徒的这件事情上面
The fact that Judah became a disciple.
我们可以再次看出来
Once again we can see.
神的主权
God's sovereignty.
人的自由选择
Man's free choice.
两者之间的紧张
How these two
tension
can be connected. Okay.
犹大选择跟从耶稣。
So Judah decided to follow Jesus.
刚开始的时候。
At the very beginning.
但耶稣选他做门徒。
Jesus chose him to be the disciple.
所以他才成为门徒。
Therefore he became a disciple.
我们看一处圣经节。
Let's read a verse.
约翰十五章十六节。
John 15.
约翰十五章十六节。
John 15, 16.
前半边
The first half.
不是你们拣选了我是我拣选了你们请给你们念一下
You did not choose me but I chose you
是的犹大想要做门徒
It is true Judas wants to be a disciple
但耶稣也拣选了他
But Jesus also chose him
这两个都同时存在
The both coexisted
只是神没有拣选犹大得救
But God did not choose Judah to be saved
犹大出卖耶稣
Judah betrayed Jesus
是神已经预定要发生的事情
What has a predestined by God
但这和犹大本人自己要做这件事情
But the fact that Judah wants to do this himself
他自己是他自己的意愿
It's his own will
是没有冲突的。
There's no conflict.
我们看耶稣自己怎么讲。
Let's see how Jesus said himself.
路加福音。
Let's go to Luke.
二十二章。
Verse 22. Chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke 22.
二十一节到二十二节。
Verse 21 and 22.
我来念哈。
The pastor will read.
二十一节说看哪、那卖我之人的手与我一同在桌子上人子固然要照所预定的去世但卖人子的人有祸了我们看到耶稣同时肯定神的主权
Here Jesus at the same time confirms God's sovereignty
一些人选择以及他的后果
And the man's choice and the consequences of the choice.
这位有主权的神
The sovereign God.
他可以使用一个犹大恶毒的心跟阴谋的计划
So he can use the evil plans of Judah
来完成他自己美善的计划
to fulfill his own good plan.
你们记得当约瑟 在埃及做了宰相以后,
you remember when Joseph had become the prime minister in Egypt.
后来他的爸爸跟他的兄弟们都搬家搬到埃及了。Later,
his father and the brothers moved to Egypt.
他们的哥哥们都很担心说约瑟会不会对付我。So
his brothers were worried whether Joseph is going to take revenge.
我们当初对他那么不好。We
were so treat him so badly.
约瑟怎么讲?
What did Joseph say?
我们看一下创世纪50章。
It's recorded Genesis chapter 50.
50章,
chapter 50.
我们念19节到21节。
We shall read verse 19 to 21.
19节到21节。
Verse 19 to 21.
这里说, 约瑟对他们说, 不要害怕,我岂能代替神呢? 从前你们的意思是要害我。 但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用轻骇的话安慰他们。你们以前是要害我。
You mean to harm me.
你们以前有你们的阴谋计划。
You have your own wicked plan.
但神就用到你们的计划。
But God used your plan.
来完成一件好事
to fulfill, accomplish a good faith
保留雅各的十二个支派
so to preserve the 12 tribes of Israel
成为以色列国
so become the nation of Israel
神一直可以用他的 使用他的主权
God will continue to use his sovereignty
也使用人的计划
also use man's choices
就是这计划再不好再邪恶
even the choices are evil
他可以使用它来完成他的救恩
he can use them to complete his salvation
耶稣已经预先知道了这样的事情
so Jesus knew this day ahead
他知道犹大跟他再续三年的时间
He knew that Judah will be with him for 3 years.
却要出卖他,
but it will betray him.
这是一件其实很严肃,又令我,你我深思想的地方。
So this is a very serious, but worth our meditate.
为什么我这么做?
Why do I say that?
想想看,
Just to think.
如果有一个人,
if there's a person,
他这几年内,
in this last couple of years, he can be with those 11 disciples.
他亲了听到耶稣的教导
He heard himself the teachings of Jesus
他亲眼看到耶稣的神迹
He saw the miracles of Jesus
还不是一次
Not only once
一而再再而三
Many many times
他经过这一切
After through all this
他都会出卖耶稣
He even will continue to betray Jesus
那么今天
Then today
很可能发生一件事情
It's very possible to happen
一个人可以在神的儿女当中很多年
A person can be God's children for many years
他要听到神的话语忠心地对他传讲
He has heard the words said to him faithfully
但事实上
But in fact
他却不是神的儿女
He is not God's child
也许我们也停下来问问自己
Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves
问自己一个问题
Ask yourself a question
我真是神的儿女吗?
I am truly God's child
或者我只是在神的儿女当中
Or am just one in God's children's mouth
如果你的答案是第二个
If your answer is the second
或者说你只是在基督徒当中
Or you were just in one of the among the Christians
那这两个圣经节对你是蛮有紧迫性的
And these two verses were great warning for you
请你不要再说无所谓
So don't just not pay attention
请你不要说 我不去想它
But ask not to think of it
请你不要停止的思想
And do not stop your thinking
一直到你能够诚恳的谦卑的接受耶稣跟 做你的救主跟生命的主
so Until the point you can earnestly accept Jesus to be your personal Savior
耶稣希望是你的救主
Jesus wants to be your Savior
他也希望是你生命的主
He also wants to be your Lord
但是你需要做到你自己的选择的责任。
But you need to do your own choice.
今天就是个最好接受他。
Today is the best day to accept him.
让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你留下你宝贝的话语。
You give us your precious word.
是要提醒我们。
You want to remind us.
你常常给我们一些负面的、很可怕的反应，题目。
You often give us a very negative theme.
提醒我们的注意。
To remind our attention.
让我们再次回到你面前。
So we may once again return to you.
帮助我们。
Help us.
让我们都能肯定我们的确是你的儿女。
So we can all confirm that we are truly your children.
而不只是在神的儿女当中。
And not only just the one among the children.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Jesus' name.Amen.
今天我们很高兴，我们的青少年上个礼拜从夏令会回来。
We are very happy some of our youth returned from summer retreat.
他们有机会为我们做见证。
They have time to give us their testimony.
我先请 Chris Watson 上来。
We ask Chris to come.